D going into Halftime by Nas.
Man.
Yo, it's halftime. Yo, it's like that. You know what's like that? I got a hymn, now you never get the mic back. You know what I mean? Like, that was off the Illmatic. Another classic album from front to back.
Yeah.
Like, when I listen to that, when I listen to those two albums, I listen to them front to back. I don't skip songs. You can't skip songs on those. Another great, great lyricist and visual mental picture. Picasso.
A Picasso indeed. And I'm curious, how old were you when you went through those albums, God?
Man. Shoot, how old was I when I first listened to Illmatic? I mean, at this point I can't tell you. But I can tell you, as I got older, I really started to dissect the albums more.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Because I started to understand that, you know, one has to go back to the knowledge and see kind of the foundational things of you know, where the sound of boom bap started.
Indeed.
Right? And, you know, Large Professor was one of those who put on, who put Nas on. Ill rapper, great producer. And, you know, we had Premier. Premier did a lot of cuts on Illmatic as well, you know. New York State of Mind. Right?
Yeah.
That's the first song off the album.
Right.
Right? So, but I mean, Illmatic, you know, I heard Illmatic probably when I was around 15, you know what I mean? Like, listening to it then, you know, Knowledge Power, right? And really, I really loved East Coast music. I love West Coast music too, don't get me wrong, right? Something about the East Coast really, and I don't even like saying it like that. I think that's a lot of separation, you know what I mean? However, you know, I really gravitated to the way that the message and the punchlines were delivered from Brothers from the East. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I resonate with that because I think early on I was really West Coast heavy in terms of music and where it was coming from.
Yeah.
You know, possibly because I'm on the West Coast.
Yeah.
But it's also just where I started being, you know, Pac and then going into, you know, those alike. I guess the regionally it ended up being like that. And recently, yeah, getting back into the East Coast and into the history there. And, you know, there's no comparison because there's beauty in everything and there's passion in the music anywhere from the world, that there is pain. Wherever there's pain, there's passion. And the East Coast golden era is all pain, you know. And to me,
perspective,
the fact that they can depict everything so well and combine it with such a ruggedy, rough, boom bap beat, you know, tells me that okay, there's a lot of feeling and emotion here that's being released. Grimy stories, you know. Which is my favorite part. And I don't like when people feel pain. But the pain must be released, and so that the next young one can learn from it without experiencing exactly that. And that's the thing about wisdom, right? To learn from the situation of others. To listen to stories. And that's exactly what we're doing here. Is the stories. Now, going on to the next one, we're going into some of the Wu-Tang. We got Criminology by Raekwon and Ghostface Killah.
Yeah, and that album right there, man, I mean, you know, you know, that had Incarcerated Scarfaces, all of that, right? Like, here's the thing, man, is that when when RZA was doing Raze beats, everything still had that sound of Woo. You know what I mean? When you kind of listen to Raze later albums, the same feeling that you got from listening to the Purple Tape and you know, listening to Ray's earlier stuff, it wasn't there. That's just my opinion. But nonetheless, you know, even his last album, The Emperor's Clothing, it was pretty fire. I ain't gonna front, it was pretty fire. And, you know, it's interesting because Ray and Ghost, they had a beef, you know, before RZA brought them together and create and formulated the Woo. You know what I'm saying? And
that's interesting.
It wasn't like necessarily how they portrayed it in the show, American Saga, Wu-Tang Americans. Have you seen that?
No, I've only seen clips of it. That's on my list, though.
It's on your list, huh?
Yeah, it looks dope. Just seeing Dave East in that was dope.
Yeah, Dave East played Method Man.
Yeah.
He played Method Man. No, man, it was very... I liked the show, right? I know that Ghost didn't really like it, because he said that it, you know, it wasn't portrayed the way that, you know, it could have been. And because RZA is like the abbot, you know, the abbot is the leader, you know, the leader or the one who's in charge of a monastery, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, he took lead, and I know a lot of brothers didn't like, I shouldn't like that, but him and his brother Devon, they really put everything in motion, right? And made sure that brothers got paid, you know what I mean? Made sure niggas got paid off that, right? But then it seems like from watching from interviews and their experience with him is like, oh, nah, man, like, you know, you were talking about Soul Controller. He the Soul Controller. You know what I mean? Right? So, you know, it's... Yeah. But, we ain't there, right? But, you know, here's the thing about the Woo, man, is that the Woo really manifested the knowledge, you know what I'm saying, of the 5%, right? And, you know, recently watching... Did you watch the RZA? Did you watch that RZA? On Inf Mega's page?
I started it. I didn't finish it. I started it.
Yeah, it's very interesting, man. It's a very interesting interview. Listening to the God speak about, you know, the degrees and, you know, what he's gone through as, you know, being in the industry. And, you know, I definitely, yo, man, it's peace, God. It's peace, right? Like, you know, people can say what they want to say. However, you know, being where they were at that time in their life with the knowledge so young and coming out of the streets, you know, coming out of the streets and having that knowledge itself and manifesting that and then traveling across the world. And you got all these different types of people coming at them and, you know, because you know our cultural tenets and whatnot, right? And dealing with that. So, you know, I'm sure a lot of people didn't like the fact that, you know, sometimes brothers was talking about the streets like that. But, you know, I mean, that was one of the realities, right? And there's a lot of people that came to the knowledge, apparently, and stuck with the knowledge because of Wu-Tang, right? Yeah. And other hip-hop artists,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And, you know, the Nation influenced a lot of the rappers, right? So that's how I feel.
Yeah. Yeah, indeed. I appreciate it. I can't really say much, but I appreciate it because it's real.
Mm-hmm.
It's not glorification that you might hear nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
It's more like expression.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really, you know, what was needed
mm-hmm.
from a community like that.
Mm-hmm.
Going through the things that they go through, seeing the things that they see.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, all people want to do at times is express.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people do not have an avenue for that.
Mm-hmm.
Especially the youngins. And, you know, maybe people who are underlooked, undermined, or marginalized. Now, moving on, we got one more track. Gold by GZA. Off the very highly regarded Liquid Swords album. Oof.
Deep. Liquid Swords, man.
It's a heavy one. It's a heavy one. Now, when it comes to the Wu, like Hardbody was saying, there really is a certain griminess that was fresh and new to the scene through, I would say that's through, you know, RZA's production and the way that he sampled and the specific samples that he used, you know. And this really helps paint a picture of the mind state of not only, you know, Staten Island, but the environment in New York in general. And while my favorite Wu-Tang projects are, you know, those of the collective, like 36 Chambers, like Wu-Tang, yeah, Wu-Tang Forever, I still do very much enjoy the solos, and it's more of a, you know, a personalized look into what's going on with the individual members. And so when we talk about boom bap, there's a lot of things to consider. However, let's keep this simple. Okay. When we're dealing with things, we just deal with the, you know, the who, the where, the when, the why, and at times the how. And just going back to the name boom bap, as you hear in this beat that's playing right now, you can hear that kick, boom, boom, and the snare, pop, pop, pop. That's boom bap, boom, boom, pop. So that's where that name comes from. Just like other autonomic words, is that the word? Onomatopoeia? Yeah, it's an onomatopoeia. Just like bam, or just like kaboom, right? Sounds that directly represent other sounds. So that's where the name comes from. And to my knowledge, it was a brother named, is it T-Rock? T-La-Rock, that's right. A brother named T-La-Rock, which is a brother who actually coined the term boom bap through using that as an ad lib to his drums and just mimicking the drums with his vocals. Boom bap, boom, boom bap, boom bap. So through any song that's can fit in the category of boom bap, you'll hear a very similar sonic theme throughout the drums. Maybe a certain dirtiness that's not within mainstream hip hop, mainstream rap, or other genres of music. And so let's take it back. Let's travel. We're gonna travel back in time. The late 80s, early 90s, the so-called golden era of hip hop. This is where boom bap flourished and really took flight through brothers like Wu-Tang and Nas and the, you know, other artists that you'll hear throughout our playlist that we got going for y'all. It's said that it comes down to producers. We got DJ Premier, we got Pete Rock, the RZA, of course. Who else we got? I know there's one more. There's
we got Jay Dilla.
Jay Dilla's a big one. Yeah.
We got Scott LaRock.
Scott LaRock, yeah.
We got, you know, Q-Tip from Tribe Called Quest.
Yeah, Q-Tip.
And you got Marley Marl. And Marley Marl was the originator, really, from what the, you know, what history's revealed to me around, you know, even breaking the samples in, right? And so we know that hip hop is, you know, samples, right? Dealing with that boom bap sound, right? Like, really, it was guys like Pete Rock and Scott LaRock who were able to bring in you know, multiple samples in one beat.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? For example, when you listen to Nas's "Like" by Premier, you know, he started off those, like, he uses samples of birds chirping in the morning.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And brings that together, right? You know, RZA with the ice cream, you know, taking that one ding, 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 ding,
yeah,
ding,
that's
ding,
right.
Ding, right? And then adding another guitar in there. And then, you know, so really being able to layer the samples on top of each other and having them collaborate. Because at the time, you know, the machines that they were using, like the original SPs and the original SPs, you know, they could only hold like about 10 seconds of a sample.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So being able to have different what's the term that they use? Basically, if we were to say like each insert, right, had a capacity of holding, you know, that sample, right? It was like around 6 or something.
Right.
So you're able to bring it in, right? And as obviously as these machines started to, you know, the drum machine started to elevate, you could hold more samples within those beat pads, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep, yep. Very important. The technology that they were using at the time definitely does reflect the sound. Because you didn't really have much to work with, right?
Mm-hmm.
You just, okay, so you got 6 inserts. And as a producer myself, that's like, okay, well, I have 6 elements that I can choose for this track. And, you know, at least 4 of them are going to be drums off the bat. You know, at least 3, I would say, would be drums off the bat for me. You got a kick, you got the snare, you got the hi-hat.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe at the time when it really started taking off, they started layering the drums, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So you might have a drum break on one of them, and then you layer that kick, snare, and hat that you had from the start.
Indeed.
Right? And then the rest will go to the sampling.
Mm.
And that's very, very monumental within boom bap, because it's the polarization, God.
Mm.
The samples they will use are from soul, you know, funk records.
Yes.
Jazz records.
Yep.
And that's so different from the drums that we hear. The drums that sound like they're straight from the slums. The drums from the slums.
Drums from the slums.
Drums from the slums.
Yeah, drums from the slums.
Exactly. So that polarization, God, yeah, that's definitely what captivates me.
Yeah. And those hi-hats, right? Those hi-hats really added the swing to it too. You know what I'm saying?
As they call
it, the swing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, the swing.
And most definitely, man. I mean, you know, and obviously we got to talk about the slowing down of the rhythm as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the boom bap traditionally is at an 80, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then it got brought into like the 72,
mm-hmm.
the 70 mark, 75, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's where we get a lot of the new Griselda, Rock Mercy, Ransom, you know?
Some of the new players of the game.
Yeah, for sure, right? So, you know, that's a bit of a little educational history of dealing with the boom bap, you know what I mean, and where it come from. Because it's most definitely a New York thing, right? In the West Coast, you had that G-Funk, right? And that was really dealing with Dre, Warren G, you know, Daz Dillinger, you know, NWA, right?
Snoop,
you know. And even in, you know, there's so many different sounds within the West Coast as well, right? Like the Bay Area, they got their own whole sound, man. The hyphy hip, you know what I mean? It's a whole different sound. So, but you know, that boom bap, man, that comes strictly from the Mecca, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't we continue on going through what we got next for y'all, man? Because like I said, man, this list that we got for you, man, is really tapping into a lot of the original hip hop, a lot of the original boom bap producers and MCs who really kicked the funk, man. You know what I mean? So what do we got next for the people, man?
Yeah, let's kick it off with Take You There.
Oof.
By Pete Rock and CL Smooth.
Back again with another hit. Smash. Pete Rock, CL with the verses. Never judge a book by the cover. Discover the soul brother with the mechadon. Working brunette to blonde. How many Edison con when I respond in full black? With us heaven to Vernon villains back to back. Amazing grace when I face the great paper chase. For real, it's long overdue, so I don't want to talk to you. I stroke the hell out of Mademoiselle who insisted every night she get her back twisted in the unlisted. I'm living through my son, so daddy see it this way. I want him in the NFL, his brother in the NBA. No doubt I'm with a piece down in Mecca, all crazy. To the late eve, none of this is make-believe. I breathe some of the most powerful lyrics of our century. Battle physically, conquer mentally, essentially. You're dealing with a Mecca affair, so anywhere you want to go, you know, I'll take you there. Shots for larger pots of cash, the mini bikes and open mics. I'm blowing up spots for knots in the millennium years. And now I drop it on my peers, brings tears and fears. Another question manifesting my only. My soldiers wear Versace or the army fatigue. That brings a world of intrigue and glamour to my arsenal of dons. Pimps the players and layers of Decepticons. My whole mind state gravitates a weapon, making people in the business get a misconception. It ain't hard to the core, it ain't sex on the beach. It's just another plateau the brothers have to reach. Emphatically non-sight, but then we were broken, misguided. Try to gas me like Hitler once we get divided. No question, you're dealing with a Mecca affair. So anywhere you wanna go, I'll take you there. My fame. When brothers try to count all my chips in the game. Now let me civilize your foolish acts of gunplay. The plan of a stick man, the price and how they get away. Chose for Negroes, the most hypnotical flows on the planet. Another East Coast track roast, goddammit. My theme to mainstream's the knock. The only time I get writer's block is when my Lucci's on lock. Pretty much I'm coming through in the clutch seat. My thought is a bombshell, built to only propel. Or is it just my style of hustle making them off? To rumble in playgrounds with more danger than Jurassic Park. It was dark when I brought it to the light for spite. My staff's got me taking nothing but champagne baths. Now the aftermath's dealing with a Mecca affair. So anywhere you wanna go, I'll take you there.
spitting. We used to kick routines and the presence was fitting. It was I, the abstract,
and me, the five-footer. I kicks the mad style, so step off the Frankfurter.
Yo, Fife, you remember that routine that we used to make spiffy like Mr. Clean?
A tidbit, a spidgin. I don't get the message, so you got to
okay.
run the pigeon.
You're on point, Fife.
All the time, Tip.
You're on point, Fife.
All the time, Tip.
You're on point, Fife.
All the time, Tip.
But then grab the microphone and let your words rip.
Now here's a funky introduction of how nice I am. Tell your mother, tell your father, send a telegram. I'm like an energizer, cause you see I last long. My crew is never ever whack because we stand strong. Now if you say my style is whack, I swear you're dead wrong. I slay that body and El Segundo, then push it along. You'll be a fool to reply the Fife is not the man. Cause you know, and I know, that you know who I am. A special shout out piece goes out to all my pals, you see. And a middle finger goes for all you punk MCs. Cause I love it when you whack MCs despise me. They get vexed, I will next, cause none can test me. I'm just a fly MC who's 5'3" and very brave. On top remaining, no, I'm training cause I misbehave. I come correct and full effect of all my holes in check. And before I get the butt, the gym must be a wreck. You see, my aura's positive, I don't promote no junk. See, I'm far from a bully and I ain't a punk. Extremity of rhythm, yeah, that's what you heard. So just clean out your ears and just check the word.
Check the vibe, check the vibe.
And the presence was fitting. It was I, the Viper.
And me, the abstract. The rhymes were so rumpin' that the brothers wrote the Zach.
Hey, yo, Tip, do you recall when we used to rock those fly routines on your cousin's block?
Let me see. Damn, I can't remember. I received the message and you will play the same.
You're on point, Tip.
All the time, Fife.
You're on point, Tip.
Yeah, all the time, Fife.
You're on point, Tip.
You're all the time, Fife.
So play the Resurrector and give the dead some life.
Okay, if knowledge is the key, then just show me the lock. Got the scrawny legs, but I move just like Lou Brock with speed. I'm agile, plus I'm worth your while. 100% intelligent black child. My optical presentation sizzles the retina. How far must you go to gain respect? Well, it's kind of simple. Just remain your own, or you'll be crazy, sad, and alone. Industry rule number 4080. Record company people are shady. So kids watch your back, cause I think they smoke crack. I don't doubt it, look at how they act. But off to better things like a hip-hop forum. Pass me the rock and I'll score them with the quorum. And proper, what you say, Hammer? Proper, rap is not pop. If you call it that, then stop.
Heart attackers, Mazda 3 combined, plus other adapters. I kick more flips than acrobatics. So your plastic couldn't get more charged than my dramatics. Don't pack it, but got friends that'll let you have it. Don't start it, or else they'll have to grab it. Insane till all my pain is out my brain. A drive of skull remains, another MC slain. Moving the ciphers on the lighter with the fire. You're purple, going in circles like those Goodyear tires. Liars and labels on the other sides of tables. When I unravel, I'll be kicking more channels in the cables. I'm ready, willing, and able to end your lifeline. Your windpipe's mine, cause I'm inclined to kick the right rhyme. So very hardcore that you hit the hard floor. I score when I do jacks, I'm lacking car doors.